We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Yud Ches, Yosef Dalet. The Ramah comments, Avu Adin Kol Davar Kasha She'enu Roy Le'echol Klal Below Shriya De'aser L'shroso B'Shabbos. Any hard item, food item, which one is not able to eat unless they soak it in water, it is prohibited to soak it in water, the Havi Gmar Malacha, because this completes the food. An item which is raw and is edible when it is raw. However, in this case, it is so dry and hard that it cannot be eaten unless it is soaked in hot water, is prohibited to be eaten. The Mishnah Berurah says that it is even prohibited to soak it in a kli sheni as well. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to explain to us the halachas of how one makes tea on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah thinks that one is not allowed to take a tea bag or something of that nature. Rather, they need to make tea essence on Shabbos, which means you need to soak the tea in hot water before Shabbos and then pour out the water and be left with those tea leaves which have now already been cooked, and then you would be able to make the tea using that tea essence on Shabbos. In the Shaar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah says that one does not need to be choshesh for tzviya, that you are coloring the water using the tea leaves, because ein tzviya b'och, and there is no prohibition of tzviya when it comes to food items. Even those that disagree would probably say that it is only prohibited if your kavana is for the coloring. You want the coloring in the food. However, here you don't really care what the color is, you just want it for the taste, so therefore we say it is permissible. When it comes to tea bags, there are really three opinions. The Mishnah Berurah appears to hold in other places, without saying it straight out, that even in a kli shlishi, a third cup, one would not be allowed to make tea using a tea bag. Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to think that a kli shlishi would be okay. And Rav Soloveitchik quotes his grandfather as saying that even a kli sheni would be okay in the case of a tea bag, because the only reason we say that one cannot use a kli sheni is when it is on a kali habishal, something which is cooked easily. We don't really know what is considered to be cooked easily and what is not. So there's a disagreement. Do we assume everything is a kali habishal, or only those things which it says in the Gemara are kali habishal? So Rav Soloveitchik quoted the name of his grandfather that we can assume that tea bags are similar to tavlin, spices, which are permissible to put in a kli sheni, and you would be able to put a tea bag in a kli sheni. You would not need a kli shlishi, and definitely not like the Mishnah Berurah, who says even a kli shlishi would not work. When it comes to instant coffee, it would appear that the halacha is much more simple and more lenient, because the coffee grinds are already cooked before one uses instant coffee. So since they're already cooked, in bishal achar bishal, and it is going to be okay. There are some types of coffee, the Starbucks instant coffee, which are just ground up very fine, but are not actually cooked beforehand, and those would appear to have the same problem as tea. In which case, depending who you hold like, you would either be able to put it in a kli sheni, or you would need to put it in a kli shlishi, or you would not be able to use it at all.